Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
I was just thinking I didn't do anything weird beforehand to make you laugh before we came in, so I had to do something.
True. I mean, it's not a show unless somebody's throwing me off kilter.
That's right. That is how we introduce ourselves, is you're trying to figure out something I'm doing, and that's usually the way it is. So lots of fun. So can I start off promoting, since I forgot last time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I like your willingness to just do that.
Fine.
I don't even need to know what you're doing, Tracy. Just do it. Okay. Can you see that beautiful little banner right there?
Yes.
All right. This is going to be August 6th, everybody. The Global Ascension Project with the Lion Gate Portal to Enlightenment. We want you guys all there. Come join us. Where do you find that link? Go to tracymahan.com. I will have it under my online workshops. There, that's all I got. I just wanted to not forget, because we forgot last time. And I think that... it's going to be such an extraordinary event with so many different, there's so many different things. That's what's fun.
Exactly. It's not even, I mean, that's probably what is the theme, is it's all different.
Yeah.
There's not any major thing. See, it's the portal, the Ascension, you know, portal opening, Lionsgate portal. And what that's talking about is opening up our abilities, you know? So that's what I think we're all showing, different things that can be done. And these are all just abilities, and we all have them. And all just examples. We're just giving examples. We're showing you how, you know, what we're doing, which is just exactly what you can do.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's going to be, so let's just briefly, it's going to be an all day event. It's going to start at 10 a.m. Pacific or Central time. So that'd be 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 Central, 11 Eastern in the morning. And every hour and a half, there will be a 1 hour lecture. So it'll go an hour, take a half hour break, go an hour, take a half hour break. That way you have time to reset, get something to eat, go potty, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then you get the next person. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And at the end, we're all going to sit patiently and answer questions for you guys. So I can't wait. I'm excited. It's getting closer.
I love questions.
Tinglies. Yeah. Good. We'll direct them all to Julia. Yeah. Well, I'll sit there and Julia can answer.
Yeah.
So come on with us. Join us in that. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I'll have that link down below. And if you're watching us live, you can either go to my Facebook page or you can go to my website, tracymahan.com. I have the link for that in both places. So.
Yeah, it's on my SoulSpeak Facebook pages as well. It's on a lot of any of the speakers. We all have it on our pages.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This can be so much fun. Anyway, so how was your week?
My week has been good.
It's been good.
Yeah.
I learned something this last weekend. So we weren't here last Friday because I was helping, not even helping. I was just attending and being kind of a fly on the wall for Monica Dunn's level one companion class for QHHT. And I learned something. Probably I already kind of knew, but I think Monica is the reincarnation of either Saint Francis or like what's the Disney character that attracts all the animals? The Snow White. It's amazing. She's got like this little cabin in the woods, and we're sitting out there, and the critters, they just come. And it's like,
aww.
Look at, there's turkey, and there's a bunny, there's the squirrels, there's, you know, and it was just like, What's next? And so I think secretly she was going out and doing the, it's so much fun. And oh my gosh, if you guys are practitioners and you're pretty new to it, level one or level two, doesn't matter if you're pretty new to it, do a level one companion class. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
That was just amazing. And and we got to go to the East City Ranch.
Yeah, I saw your pictures. So tell us all about that.
Did you see the picture?
Mm-hmm, I did.
So there was four of us sitting there in a row at night. It's dark out because we're sky watching and looking for all the, oh my gosh, and the sky was so active that night too. But earlier we had played in the labyrinth, and then we went to the little prayer circle-y thing, and we were meditating, and I kept being pulled to look to the right, look to the right. And of course there's like a field and a tree. And I'm like, okay, what are you guys trying to show me? And why do I want to look over here? And they said, we're here. We're just cloaked. And so I grabbed my phone. And
we're here. We're just what?
Cloaked. You can't see us. We look like the background.
And you were at E-City, right?
Yes.
That's exactly what they said to me the one time I was there. We're here. And they were up over to my right. And they're like, we're right here. We're just cloaked.
We're cloaked. And so I grabbed my phone and I turned the flash on and I was taking pictures and I kept getting these giant orb, like it was reflecting off of something in a round orby looking circle. And I was like, are you guys in those big orbs? Mm-hmm. And they're like, and in my mind's eye, I could kind of see them like they were walking around in these little bubbles, you know, like those big bubbles you can play Crash and, out in the fields and run into each other and you're in these big bubbles. That's kind of what it look like in my mind, is they're walking around in these bubbles, and the bubbles reflect back to us what we would think the background would look like.
Okay.
So I was entertained by this. I didn't really say anything to anybody about it. You know, I'm just kind of like, okay, but I'm taking these pictures, and so I could take it one direction and those weren't, it wouldn't reflect like that. I would take a picture of the field. And then I'd take it in another direction and I'd get that reflection back. So we're sitting out there, then it gets a little later, we're sitting out, we're waiting to watch the sky watch, and we're looking up and everything, and I thought, oh, I didn't take a picture of us all sitting here. So I grab my phone, as I do, and I take a picture. Now remember, there was four of us, so you can see me, you can see Cindy, you can see Monica starting to get fuzzy, and then her partner James is really, his face is fuzzed out, but you can see his face, and then the fifth one that wasn't supposed to be there has the shape of a face and two eyes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I thought that Mindy went home.
There'd be five of us.
Yeah, Mindy laughed. And then I'm looking, I'm like, wait a minute. And I go, James, is there anybody sitting by you? And he's like, no. So I pass him down my picture. And like, he did. He was like, I think we need to go now. But so we got photobombed. I don't know that I have that picture up where I could share it, but maybe I do if you guys want me to patiently.
It's on your Facebook page.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook, isn't it? So I'll go there and pull that up. But it was, I was just like, boy, if you wanted to show, Cindy was like, I'd never been there before, so this was fun. And I was like, man, if you wanted to show people that. The bigger bit, it's clearer on my phone, but I'm going to share what comes through here. Okay, so me, Cindy. Now, this is the chair. Some people think that's a face. That's just the chair.
Okay.
There's Monica. That's James. We don't know who that is. That's one of the bubble beings. So anyways, definitely had the two eyes. This face came in clearer to me than James did. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's crazy. So anyways, that was a really cool experience. We had a lot of energy going on there. It was really quiet there, to tell you the truth. There was the four of us and one other gal out there sky watching, and it's like, where is everybody?
Wow.
So I know there's a conference this weekend, so maybe they were all just waiting for the conference. It was weird. No staff, nobody. It was just almost very quiet.
Oh my gosh.
And I've never in my life seen it that quiet.
That was special made.
Special made. It's like we reserved it just for us. Mm-hmm. And there was
so you said there was a lot of activity.
Yeah, there was one that flared up for us. There was one that kind of did this motion through the sky, mm-hmm. and back and forth, so that we knew it wasn't a satellite.
Right.
And then there was a couple that just kind of went straight and they'd crisscross and do these things. And then I swear they were just trying to be comical, because we're looking up and we saw one going by, and I said, wouldn't that be cool if it flared up? And then about that time it goes.
Okay.
It's like, well, if you ask. I was like, the timing of that, we're all like, what? So we had a good time. Mm-hmm. And Monica taught a wonderful class, and everybody, oh my gosh, you know how that goes. It's like you put something like that on and it just calls out to just the right people. Mm-hmm. And Monica was talking about the SC shuffle.
Yeah.
Because in order to even put up a class, you got to know that there's an interest. And so she had two people say, yeah, I'm interested. And neither one of those people were there.
Isn't that funny?
But they got the ball rolling. They were the ones that got it on the board. And then they ended up not being able to go. So it was just cool. It was a neat experience. And anyone out there that would like to have more in-person interactions, these are a great way to do it. And all the practitioners that hold the classes are amazing. So, you know, you're going to have a pretty incredible experience with any one of the people that teach the level one companion.
So. Yeah. And the way that works is because our classes are online, this is taking the parts that are missing from a live class, which is the interaction, the questions that you might have, you know, because now that you've had some experience, you've done anything, you may have some questions after finishing the course, because it's not, you know, you're trying to put it all together. So there's questions there, as well as if you've tried doing some sessions. And then the biggest part is practicing, you know, being able to work on each other. And those are the huge parts in the level and the camaraderie, you know, getting together with other people, other like-minded. So those are the huge parts of a live class. And that's what they put together in a companion, so that, yeah, it's the perfect companion to the online courses.
Yeah. And just to put a bug in the ear, and I know the listeners are going to be cheering me on with this. Everyone wants to know, when's the next reunion?
Me too. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be soon. We are going to do it. We will. I was just thinking about that the other day when I was walking. I was like, we need it. I wonder when the next one's going to be.
You were probably mind reading. Yeah. Because I was putting it out there.
Okay.
So
receive.
So right now I'm going to get up and you're going to hear me get my dog off the bed. Okay. You guys are all used to this with me by now. Hold on.
Yeah. She was telling the story of how she has a new mattress. It's even taller than the other one. So now her dog is even higher on the bed. And so she's really got to pay close attention, make sure he's okay.
Yeah. Well, I was telling Julia, usually I have to go like this to see if he's okay and he's not going to slide off the bed. But now I just look over, it literally is so high. And it's like, oh, I got to get a different box spring. But oh my gosh, it's like sleeping on a cloud. So I'm very, very excited about the new mattress. It's just way up to, I'm not going to lie, I had to go get a chair so that I can step up on the chair so I can get up on the bed. And I'm going to do that until I can get the different box spring, because it's worth it. It was worth it.
So. They make little steps for beds that are tall. I have some. You stayed here, you were in that bed that has the steps. That's right.
I'm laughing because I think I need a ladder, not steps.
Oh, I agree.
You were not kidding when you said Princess and the Pea. I think this is a 2.5 inch or foot thick mattress. I didn't even know they made them that big.
No.
But it was in my spare bedroom. And I went in there the other day and I plopped down on it because my son was having company over. I was like, well, somebody could sleep in here, and I plop on it. I thought, this is sure softer than my bed. So then it made me want to explore that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, you know what? It's definitely softer than my bed. I want to switch out. And so I did. But anyway, so now you guys all know I have a really tall bed.
Mm-hmm.
Really tall. And it sits right over that monitor. So when my dog, when my older dog is on there, it's a little sketchy. So yeah, we don't want to see him fall from that. So anyways, let's go to the chat room. Can we feel like that?
You received.
I'm getting the itchy nose. So somebody must have something that needs to be said. Hello, Beth and Linda and Carol and Tracy and Craig and Cindy and Judy and Donna. And Lucas and Tiffany, hello, darling. And I think we got through there. Did I say Cindy? So we got everybody. Everybody's in there chatting away. You guys are just making us feel at home. We got a lot of Australia in here. Do we got everyone that wrote in where they're from is from Australia. Now I know we got some other places here.
Well, we know we got Texas in the house.
Texas is in the house. Yay. That's funny though, because the ones that did write in where they're from wrote in, they're all from Australia. They're so used to us wanting to know where you guys are from. I can almost, we got Texas in the house twice, by the way, because Cindy's from Texas also. So Tiffany and Cindy. Let's see, who else we got?
And Cindy, is she in the Austin area as well?
I think so. She was, yeah, we were communicating while we were in Austin. So I know we were close.
That's what I thought. But she's somewhere close in there. Yeah. So Cindy, meet Tiffany. Tiffany, meet Cindy.
Yeah. Chat it up, ladies. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, there we go. We've got, it's like everybody did it all at the same time. Yay. Hi, Shelley, New Orleans. We've got Kentucky, Texas.
Cool.
Illinois. Perfect. These are fun.
Yay.
Okay, so Alyssa would love to do a companion class. She's in New Jersey. So hopefully one day practitioner.
Oh, Diane is going to be doing one in Turner's, up in the area, Turner's Fall, Massachusetts. So Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, Alyssa.
That'll be in September, I think.
Hmm. Time to go to the website. Check it out. Mm-hmm.
It's getting posted now. It's all, I think it may have just been posted today.
I may be jumping too forward on this, but I'm pretty sure that Monica will do another one too. So if you guys are looking for one in the Washington area and you want to have a nice woodsy adventure, it is beautiful where she lives. So yeah, and she's right by Mount
Adams. I can confirm that she is working on it.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested, let them know you're interested so that they'll set up the class. I mean, that's how it works. We got to know that there's interest in it so that it's worth setting it up.
Yeah.
So definitely put it out there where you would like to have a class or see a class.
Yeah, because there needs to be a minimum number of people to work, and you know, if they can't reach it, it's not as effective. And so we've canceled a few because there weren't quite enough.
Well, and you want there to be, because there's so many great questions as everyone collaborates, and as you do your sessions on each other, then you have more questions. You got to have enough people to do those sessions on each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, it's magical. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It was extraordinary. Oh, and we got to go to, on the day that the students were practicing, we went to this White Salmon River. And those pictures were
nice. Cute. Yeah.
The water was that pretty turquoise glacier waters that was coming through. I felt like I was in some tropical island, and I wasn't. I was in Washington.
Wow. The tropical island of Washington.
That's right. So it's been fun. Anyway, but so that was kind of my week. And then I jumped right back into sessions. And the heater broke in the office. It wasn't, or the air conditioner, I mean.
I'll say the heater, who cares?
In the office, yeah, who cares at this point? Let the heater be broken. So I went to the office and it was like, I'm melting. So thank you to the ones that came to the office and, you know, held in there with me as we ran a fan, and it did help, but that'll be fixed by Monday. If anyone's coming up on a session, we're good. It's going to be fixed.
All fixed. Yeah, that's, especially with the heat that's going on right now, that's kind of miserable.
Well, yeah, it is. The first day that it happened, luckily I was only there for, I had a different kind of session for like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I've got a QHHT session. That's like 5 hours or more. Yeah. So I was not happy to find out it still wasn't working.
We have a lot of Australians in the group over there, though. They have the opposite, and I wonder what is your winter?
Call
it winter, right? Do you still call it winter even though it's in these months?
Yeah, what is, well, I think that, yeah, they call it,
I think so. But how is it going for you? I mean, because we're having an extraordinarily hot summer. It started really early. Now it's kind of being the weather it usually is at this time of year. But it's,
yeah, see, and you guys started heat early. Mm-hmm. We did not start heat. It thought it was winter.
Yeah.
I think we skipped spring.
Yeah.
It went clouds and rain, clouds and rain, clouds and rain, and it was cold. It was cold and windy and nasty outside. And then we had the summer solstice and the sun came out and it's been out and it's
because we got tired of holding all the heat here and we were like,
I appreciate it because you know we need some of that over here. We've got farmers that are stressed out.
Well, could you pass some of your rain this way?
I would love to. Yeah. Okay. I think that we dispersed that out because we haven't seen rain for a couple of days.
So it's weeks.
Wow.
And when we have had it, it's just been a little bit. So things are looking brown.
We're all complaining over such.
I know, exactly.
Right.
And I bet you in Australia, they're complaining of the cold. And it's probably colder than normal.
Tracy says it's extra cold. Has not been this cold for many years. Yeah. So we're
happy. It's what it's doing. It just, whatever.
Yeah. And now, like you were saying, now it's kind of gotten into what it usually is. And now that's what it's doing here too. Now it's kind of what it usually is. So.
Yeah. Because we're in July, August, especially August is the hottest time. And we've been having that kind of weather since, you know, way into June. So, but now this is normal.
I'm loving our chat room. Watch what you wish for. You might end up with a flood. The other one is, and so it shall be rain wherever you need it. I like that. Thank you, Lucas. And Cindy says they finally got a super rain shower, which is nice. Oh, that was even today.
You hear it. You hear, this is what I love when it gets dry like this, when you need rain and everything's just like, you really can't hear it then, but when it starts raining, do you hear the plants? This,
yeah, I kind of more would probably feel that relief. But I also love to go outside because I love the smell of that rain after a dry spell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a treat. It's cool. 104 in the UK.
I saw that. I saw that you guys are having, I mean, and this is how UK does not get hot. They don't have air conditioners. Very few have air conditioners because it doesn't get hot over there. And if this is totally record, I mean, it's uncalled for. It's unprecedented. It's everything.
So why is this happening? Are we going to call it global warming? Are we going to, it's just, we're shifting, we're changing. Mm-hmm. The earth is reflections.
Well, let's tap in. Let's tap in.
Oh, hey, Linda says she's got Bigfoot footprint photos when they were in Mount Shasta.
She has, say that again. She has
Bigfoot's footprint photo.
Cool.
From Mount Shasta. Yeah. Judy says they had a cold summer. Hmm. Okay. So look at us talking about the weather.
Yeah. I know you never thought that would happen here, but let's tap in on
it. It's kind of funny because, you know, it's like, oh, I just can't do those superficial conversations like talking about the weather. And here we are talking about the weather.
Yeah, but we're not doing a superficial conversation about the weather.
No. That's too funny.
There is something to it. And they're wanting, that's why I keep saying, let's tap in. Because I'm starting to get a little bit of information and I would like to explore it.
Okay.
It has something to do with, like, as you said, well, the shifting. And that was kind of what triggered. It's like the world is shifting. We have several things shifting. And so it's like this new, we're in areas that are, they're saying, let go of anything you've ever known to be your normal, everything. It's like, just let go of it. So this is the letting go, because we're having things that are just so, what that does is it makes you let go. It's like, that's a weird way of doing it, but that's what I'm getting.
Well, and you're saying, you're getting all of that. And I kept hearing in my head, well, you know, everybody's been working on the planet, light workers and, mm-hmm. you know, just sending love and light and clearing the planet and all the ley lines and all that kind of stuff. And just working on the energy of the planet. And I'm hearing, did you not think that was going to affect it? It's kind of like, it's working. So, yeah. Yeah, so we do. The things we're putting out there, the shifts we're making, it is working. And to trust that the weather's in alignment with all the good things that are coming.
Yeah, you just go with it.
I like that. I'll go with it. Yep. So I yammered on a lot about what was going on in my week, including switching out a mattress. So how are you doing?
Oh, mine's just been bookkeeping and and trying to get records straight, things like that. So it's you know, business. Let's see if we can find anything in there that's, I'm getting close to being done with another year.
Oh, yay.
Yay. It's very meticulous, detailed work that, you know, ever so often we're asked to do things like this. And at first, here's the thing in it. Okay. I was talking to Jenny about this the other day. Because we're both doing things like that. And in the very beginning, this is what I noticed that I did. Anyway, enough of the preface stuff. Okay. So at first I was grumbling and complaining. Why do I have to do it? You know? And then I was trying to figure out if there was an easier way. Can I do something around it? Can I do whatever? Can I anything to make it easier and sidestep anything, you know, is kind of, you know, what I'm doing there. And then I seems like I went through something else. And then I said, now I'm in acceptance. I'm just doing it. You know? So it's like, I did all these things. And it's like, what does that remind you of, those steps?
The rimmer.
Yeah. anger and I was great, blah, 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 you know, grumbling about it. That can also be as anger. And then there's trying to dodge it. That's
avoidance.
Go around it. Trying to avoid it.
Yeah.
And then the final step is acceptance.
And what is that supposed to remind me of? You're going to have to give me the answer. Yeah.
The stages of grief. You know, I was like, man, it's very similar to the stages of grief.
Your bookkeeping is your experience. Okay.
And then I was like,
that's why I was like, where is she going with that?
This is probably what I do with everything. Yeah. It's probably what I do with everything. It's kind of a natural, it's been a tendency. And so now it's like, okay, learn from this. Rather than, because I ended up right where I was, I finally accepted, you're just going to do this, you know, just, this is how it is. There's no getting around it. There's no avoiding it. There's no, just do it. So now instead of going through all that and taking days doing that, just jump right here. And it's going very quickly now that I've accepted it.
Once we surrender, it does. Yeah. It gets easier.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, I'm going to make this a lesson. We're going to learn from this.
I like this.
So surrender. I like the surrender. And that's the acceptance. You know, we surrender into it.
Yeah, that's a big word for me. When I finally get over trying to control something, Who's a control freak in the room? Yeah. So. Once I can move past that and surrender to it, then it just is so much easier. So much easier.
Absolutely.
So are you guys all raising your hands out there?
Yeah.
You know, controlling things too? So I had a client this week that in her past life, she went into a life where everything was gray. She was gray. She was an alien. She says, I'm not from Earth. I don't think this is Earth, but everything's gray. And it's like the desert, but it's like gray. And there's gray clouds and there's factories with gray smoke. Mm. And then there's living quarters. And this part was kind of cool. She said that they're several stories high, but they're all open. Like, you know, when you see them building a skyscraper and they haven't put in the sidewalls yet.
Right.
She said it was kind of like that. And she had her own room. And so she was having this gray life. And she said, it feels like it goes on for a long time, like a couple hundred years of our years, you know, like this gray life. And so then, you know, during the session, working out, okay, where do you live? Is anyone there with you? No. Do you have family? I think I do. So anyways, the next important day, she went backwards to the family. Mm-hmm. And we found the family. And there was more to life. Even the food they ate was gray. And so when we went back to the family, she lived on land where they grew the wheat-like food substance that was the gray oatmeal-y thing that they ate.
Okay.
So they would grow that when she was growing up. And she said everyone, they take everyone as a child and have them, you know, at a certain age, they take them from the families. It happens to everyone. All the children go at a certain age and they go work in the factories. She's such a rebel though, because she goes, but I didn't want to work in the factory, so I don't go in. It's like, and they're okay with that. Well, it's not very organized. I don't even think they notice I'm not there. So it was really funny. But anyways, the really cool part about that was, so then when, you know, she transitions from that life, that's when she comes into this one. And so, well, why did she come into this one? You know, that was the question at the end. And
variety.
Why did you? So we get so mad at these lives, right? It's like, why am I saying, why is it going this way? And so your aunt was making me think of that. It's like, we get so testy about these lives, you know, it's like, why is all this happening? Why am I experiencing that? And here she is. She had this extremely long life of just gray and not really. She said there's no emotion.
Nothing happening. It's
nothing happens. There's no emotions. It's like repeating the same day over and over and over again. Finally, in the last scene, there was a celebration with the family where there was three things to eat on the table. They were all mush like material, but at least one was green and one was red and one was gray.
Wow.
So it was like, that was the excitement. And so she comes into this lifetime because she needed to have something.
Yeah.
You know, she had just come from this life that was just so boring and slow and long and everything. So then she comes into this life. It's like a roller coaster ride. And there's colors and there's flavors and there's walls. So it was really such a cool life to experience with her though, because it's like, it really puts things into perspective that, you know, and I got teased for this over the weekend with the level one companion class, because I was talking during one of the breaks and apparently I made a really disgruntled face when I said, you're supposed to have fun. And she goes, oh, we're supposed to have fun. Have fun. Like, so the whole weekend was about have fun. And really, it's what it's about. Have fun. You're here on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And you can taste and smell and love and be angry and be hurt and be happy, sad, and, you know, have adventures and or not, and make choices and do your own thing and all the things. So it really puts it into perspective when you have a life that you experience that it's nothing. And then you come into something so vast. And even though we feel like we're simpletons sometimes in these lifetimes and minimal thinking capacities, we still have so much that we can do here. So
absolutely. What I'm being reminded of is, I don't remember what book it's set in, but it was like when we were first coming, like the seeding of the planet and stuff like that, when we first started coming here, Earth was seen as a vacation planet. People, they would come here from other dimensions, other places, because it was so beautiful and all the rich colors and the water and everything would come here. And then gradually what happened is it started coming and interacting with it. They'd stay longer and longer and longer. And then that's where it kind of got into the vibe of the planet and got kind of stuck here. And that's then we started having vibes here. But let's take it to the other thing. This is a vacation planet. So let's kind of like, pick your favorite place to go on vacation and imagine now you're there all the time and now you're living there, and how it would stop being, even though it's still the most beautiful place, none of that changed, but because you're there all the time, it takes on a different character because it's not that new freshness of it or anything. Now it's your living
there. It's not an escape from your everyday. Mm-hmm. It is your everyday.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think we're just getting comments of very cool, that kind of thing. I missed something. What do vultures mean?
Vultures, okay.
That's an interesting question. Vultures usually are cleaning up the debris. They come and clean things up. So if you're seeing a vulture, or you are, if you had a dream about a vulture or something, there's probably something that's coming to completion and all the remaining residue is being cleared out.
Yeah, because imagine what the world would be like if there were not vulture type creatures.
Little scavengers.
To clean up. Yeah, scavengers. Mm-hmm. It'd be a mess quickly. <Yeah. laughs>
Exactly. So, okay, they're in here chatting a lot.
Okay.
I'm not keeping up with you guys. You just keep chatting. That's so fun. But yeah, so lots of cool sessions coming up, coming through, and people really getting into these very cool and expansive places and watching that evolution over the years of where people are going, what they're experiencing, what they're pulling in. Even when people would go into these expansive places before, I think we still had, well, and we will always, I think, still have limitations of how far out we go because of our frequencies, right? It's like when you have a 1969 car stereo, or you have a 2022 car stereo with a Sirius connection and all the satellite programs, you know, I think that's kind of the way these things go too, is as we keep opening further, we get access to so much more.
Right. Well, one, the 69 one probably only had AM.
Probably.
Right.
Oh. So only one dimension. You guys have access to multiple dimensions.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good analogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cool. So yeah. And probably limited on the kind of music you can listen to then.
Well, like you said, it was dependent on the area where you were and what it could pick up on. There weren't satellites, so it wasn't anything about that. It was about the antennas that were in the area.
Yeah, the radio towers. Mm-hmm. That's right. I do want to say, and I loved this part of my session, because I love it when the 20-somethings come and have sessions, because you guys are, if you're 20-something and listening, you guys are pretty dang amazing, because you're part of this newer wave of energy that's coming in that's, to me, the 20-somethings and below are showing us we're making it, we're doing it, we're raising that vibration, because look at these kids. And yes, the 20-somethings are still kids to me. So there. But I had the fun conversation of, you know, we all have these little gadgets right here now, these cell phones. And, you know, we went into the whole, wouldn't it be weird if you like picked up somebody else's phone and said hello? But yet we grew up with that. We grew up with party lines. Well, then we got to talking about, this was after the session, we started chatting about, I don't even remember what brought it on. I was talking about my ex wanted to get a Tasman tattoo. Oh, she had some tattoos. I was asking her about it. I said, yeah, my ex wanted to get a Tasman tattoo. And she's kind of looking at me funny. I said, that look right there is why I talked him out of it. Because you don't even know what a Tasman is, do you? And she's like, mm-mm. And I said, that was a cartoon back in the day. It was the Tasmanian Devil.
Well, and I remember, I just heard it called Tasmanian Devil. I've never heard it called Tasman.
Oh,
but
well,
I immediately went to Tasmanian Devil.
The Tasmanian Devil. So yeah, and in the cartoon, and, yeah. And he referred to it as the Tasman. I said, he wanted to put it on as a tattoo because it was a CB handle. And she gives me another stretch.
Oh my goodness.
It's like,
I mean, CB, you
know,
no, CB.
I said, you don't know what a CB is, do you? And she goes, not really. And I said, well, the truckers use it when they're trucking and they talk back and forth. But back before cell phones, everybody used to put CBs in their their vehicles, so they could, if you were caravanning, you could talk to your friends as you're driving to a long destination or something. You could talk back and forth, and you had these big antennas on your car, and you could talk back and forth with those, and you could hear what the truckers were saying and all this. And she's just like, huh? And I was like, you could have never convinced me at that time that we were going to have these sophisticated computers that we could put in our pockets and call people and listen to music and do all the things we could do on that. But it, you know, exposing my age, I said, well,
my father had a ham radio. He was a ham radio operator.
Yeah.
And they went a little farther.
Those had some range
in other countries.
Yeah. Yeah, those things are, you have to get a license to get one of those, don't you? Yeah. So for all you young people out there, those are a thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the CB radio where you got to push the button and talk into it like a walkie-talkie.
Breaker 19.
Yes, and that's what I said. I said, my name was Big Mama. And his name was Tasman. And he'd be like, hey, Big Mama, you heading home yet? And I'd be like, hey, Tasman. You know, and that's how you talk to each other on a CB radio. Yep. And I'll tell you what, if you want to have a good time, try to explain one of those things to a 20-something. It's fun. So anyways, technology, the advancement of technology is where I was going with all of that, and how it is just off the charts. And the exciting part about that is, you know, in this 30-year span of time, we've gone from CB radios to cell phones, to landlines, to everybody's got their own connection. You know, and it kind of, you can take that into, you know, the work of spirituality too. You know, now everybody's got their own connection. You know, like, you don't need the church. Good. No, I'm just kidding. You don't need the landline of the priest at the front. You got your own connection.
You have your own connection. Well, we always have. We just didn't know. Now we are knowing. You know, and that's what we want to make sure everybody, that's like our mission, not something like that. It's like, make sure you know that you have your own connection. You don't have to rely on anybody else to make a connection for you.
Now we're going to all wrap this up. I'm telling you, we're going to wrap this up into a big, this thing we had no idea that we were going to talk about, but here we are. CB radios. How far can you go? Maybe a couple miles, right? With connection. Landlines. How far could you go? Well, if you didn't want to get charged long distance, you stayed in your town.
You
didn't call outside of your surrounding, whatever, 30-foot radius or 30-mile radius.
30-foot? You're in a really small town.
Tiny town. I grew up in a little tiny space. But a very small area. You stayed in your area code or you got charged for it, you know, and then they kind of started expanding that. So that was cool. So then you could call other towns around you and not get charged for it. And that was a big day. I remember that because my grandma lived out of town. And so mom could finally call her without getting yelled at by dad because of all the charges. I remember it very clearly. It was a big day. I think we celebrated with a cake. I'm not sure. And now you got cell phones, internet, you can communicate with anybody around the world. You can find a way to do that without any interruption. This is what I'm talking about. We were evolving. Now we have the bigger satellite radios.
Absolutely.
And we have access to so much more. Mm-hmm. And that's how we've evolved over that time. Think about where we will be in the next 10 years, 20 years.
Well, see, but that's just it. Like you said, we never would have imagined that back then.
Yeah,
we couldn't conceive it. And it's now, I mean, we really don't have any idea because we only know what we conceive, what we can conceive. And so it's like, I mean, we know the progress we've made. We know what's happened. It's and the rate it's going, it won't be the same rate. It'll be because it keeps growing exponentially. It keeps compounding and all that. So hold on to your
beam me up, Scotty is going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have it.
Well, they're saying that's the least of it.
Again, what we can't even conceptualize where we will be in 10, 20, 30 years.
You know, when you were talking about that, it was like kept reminding me of, do you remember the old Star Trek series with William Shatner and stuff? And remember, they had the phones, they had the gadgets that we have now. And back then it was like, these were sci-fi and this is, oh my goodness, really, really cool stuff. And our stuff can do much more than those ever thought about doing, and they're on ships, you know, and stuff like that. Everybody rack your brain. What else did they have on these shows? Because those are a forecast. Those are a foreshadowing of where we are.
Yeah.
Those are saying exactly, was there anything else?
One of the newer series where, you know, they put them on a table in the medical room or whatever, and it scans them.
Yeah, they scan them.
Big screen. Yeah, it's all up there and, the monocular, blah, blah, blah. And then they infuse them with some.
Well, you know, they would do that scan. And also Dr. McCoy, he would always have a little machine and he would just go like that over the person and scan them.
We're geeks.
Yes, absolutely. You know, but he would just do it with a handheld device. It's like, okay. And then they also did it with the whole full scanner.
Yeah.
We have those.
We have it. We just keep going. Yes.
Yeah, it just QHHT those were,
does do that. Beth is saying, well, that's what QHHT does. Yeah. And yes, saying that your mom was.
But see, it's not such a far off idea. It's not, see, it's very fathomable. It's what we do. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Such cool times. We are really experiencing, and to get to see this kind of advancement in our lifetimes, you know, it's like what we've already seen is huge. You know, if you think back over the years, it took forever to get to a new technology and a new technology, and we're creating it every day, every minute, every, you know, every breath, there's something new coming out.
Right.
So it really is, as I say, an exciting time to be alive, and let's put our energy on that fun stuff. And, you know, that's,
put our energy, be excited about it. It's really easy to go to fear, because there are things that are foreign, they're different. And that's kind of a habit. It is a habit to fear what we don't know. And so monitor there. This is what they're saying. Please monitor yourself as things are coming in. If you can just be open and be excited about it, because look, we wouldn't be where we are if we had been closed down and scared to death of everything and just shut it right down. We'd still be back in 1969. And so we might have made it.
Bring that die. we'd still be getting up to change the channel to one of the three channels we have available on our black and white television.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 So I just love how metaphorically we are growing exponentially the same way that our technology.
Oh, just okay. The black and white TV. That's a gray world.
Mm-hmm. Gray world.
And then we got Technicolor.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I love that. Watch it in Technicolor. Do you guys remember Technicolor? And then they have the peacock or something with all the pretty colors on its feathers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Technicolor.
Yep.
Yeah. Aren't our kids going to be glad that we recorded all of this so that they can see what life was like for us when we were young? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. But they're saying right now, embrace it, embrace everything. If you can just, I don't know why they keep saying, but I'm trying to say it in a different way. They're saying it, but they don't want me to say it in the way that I would normally say it, you know, which is don't go to fear. And they don't want me to say it that way.
Go to optimism. Be optimistic.
There we go. Yeah. It's like, always stay in the positive. And even when you say don't go to fear, see, you're saying the negative in order to get to the positive. It's like, let that go. Just let it go. Stay over here.
What if it goes right? What if something wonderful happens?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's such a very cool concept to just keep rolling in that direction. What if it went right? What if something good happens? What if this all falls into place? That's going to be so great.
I'm going to bring up something. I think we have a few minutes here. This is something I saw, and it was, who knows? I don't know what all controversy. I see reels, and that's my entertainment. I see these reels, and I just, okay. So it's little bitty short pieces of something that's bigger, you know, and it's just enough to go, okay, that must be something. And that's as far as I go with it. But there last week, you know, all the stuff was about the collider and all these things. And oh my goodness, it's going to open a portal and it's going to make shift. We're going to shift timelines and oh my goodness, take pictures of everything that around you so that you will have it, so that you will remember it and in case the timeline collapses and blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, I'm watching this and there was a bunch of other but they're along that line and they're just laughing and laughing. And they're like, but you're constantly shifting timelines and you're constantly doing this. It's so funny because you're just aware of that it might happen. You're aware of this right now. Yeah. And look how you're reacting. You know, it's like, this happens. You are doing it naturally all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing. Yeah. So let it go.
Yeah. Just, it's not going to matter. And if you take a picture of it, do you think your picture's not going to change with it?
Exactly. Got to remember.
Yeah. We're in a very sophisticated system that we cannot even fathom in this reality. We could not even, as our word of the day, conceptualize this system that we are in.
Yeah.
So very, very cool. And we're doing things all the time. You know, mm-hmm. makes you wonder when you wake up in the morning, is this the life that I went to sleep to? Don't know. Maybe.
Does it really matter?
Doesn't. It doesn't. And that's a big place that I've been getting lately is like, well, it doesn't really matter. It's all about the experience.
Yes.
Just go have fun in the experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the outcomes don't matter. It's just like this idea that I don't know. I don't even know how to put words to it. But that's the best way to do it is like, oh, okay. And it just kind of takes the edge off of everything because it's like, all right, yeah, so that's happening. Okay, so we're going to have that experience.
Well, it goes back to that saying, and we always, this message comes through so many times in QHHT sessions, in whenever we hear things, whatever, but really big in QHHT sessions. It's like, don't take it so seriously. We are here and we're just, you know, it's like, have fun. That's one of the reasons. Have fun. Remember the joy. Remember, it's not about trying to remember.
The girls are listening. Have fun.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to hashtag that. Hashtag, have fun. All right.
Exactly.
Well, we're getting our warning, so it would be a good time to just tell everybody how to find a practitioner, become a practitioner. Mm-hmm. Go to Soul Speak. Oh, and that's another thing. Get your Soul Speak on if you are a practitioner. Don't make me say it again. And she's going to tell you how to do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Tracy, for saying that. it's very, very beneficial. It will help you tremendously in your QHHT practice.
Huge.
Just saying. I mean, it does.
it's going to help you when you're in that interview and you're understanding so much more about the conversation you're having when someone's speaking to you about what's happening in their life. So Soul Speak, gotta have it. It is a good tool for your tool basket, practitioner or not. You're going to understand a lot more when you understand how your body talks.
Absolutely. And that's at juliacannon.com. And then if you want to take the QHHT course and become a QHHT practitioner, or if you would like to find a practitioner to have a session, go to QHHTofficial.com or to DoloresCannon.com and there'll be a link, whichever one's easier for you to remember. And go to the Find a Practitioner page for finding a practitioner. And then on the homepage, there are links to our courses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't forget, for those who are late to the show, you gotta get August 6th. There's the big collective of us. Let me see if I still have my picture up. I don't know if I do.
Yeah, and go to Tracy has you have the links on your website, Tracy.
Go to TracyMahan.com. I have the links there. If you are watching this on YouTube, the links are down below. Yeah. Come join us August 6th. Suzanne Spooner, Sarah Breastman Cosme, Julia Cannon, Monica
Dunn,
Little Miss, and me. We're going to do an all-day workshop. And it's online. And Tiffany is going to wrangle the cats. Mm-hmm. She's gonna herd the cats. She's going to help us out. She's going to interview us at the end and ask the questions. And by the way, everybody, Tiffany is Julia's daughter. And we can't wait to
And Tracy's adopted daughter.
And my adopted daughter. And we love her dearly. And we're excited she's going to be participating with us, even as a facilitator. It's going to be great. All right, you guys.
Absolutely.
August 6th, come to my website. Check it out.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.